My God, surrender light every day shows me the way. A selfless service life is delight unparalleled. My love of God is the only important thing in my life. Nothing else matters. Behind every soulful smile, there is an act of compassion from God's eye. Oneness first, and then only can we take a giant step towards world transformation. A sincere God seeker is never afraid of any crisis. O God seeker, do not delay any more your life's ascending journey. Only a purity heart can separate brightest light from darkness. A sincere seeker never tries to escape from God's blessingful scolding. The moment I am not with God, I feel that I am with no one. A true seeker hears God's whispers even in every trivial action. I do not plow the fields. Even then, the God harvest comes in. God tells us not to have two words in our heart dictionary, hopelessness and helplessness. If I want life first instead of my Lord Supreme, then definitely I am not a God lover. Every morning, God comes to me and starts protecting my life with his unconditional love. It is not my curiosity, but my supreme necessity that finds God. A God cry is a supreme blessing from heaven. Belief is so uncommon, but disbelief is so common. We must be careful that our gratitude garland has no thorns. Enthusiasm and endurance are of paramount necessity to succeed in our spiritual life. O world, do not frown at me. I am coming back to my Lord's feet. It breaks my heart when I see God's compassion, affection, teardrops. God's protection, tears, and smiles are keeping me alive here on earth. God is always eager to liberate us from limitations, but we are never ready. May my heart tears bathe the feet of my Lord Supreme every day. May my God yearning melt God's heart sooner than at once. A spiritual heart does not need eyes to see. God asks man to carefully listen to him. Man asks God to bless him with God's infinite forgiveness. Gratitude tears must be used only to wash God's celestial feet. False love knows no readiness, knows no eagerness, knows no oneness. I count on God's compassion eye moment to moment. Alas, man must choose between the two, the heart or the mind. Ingratitude is an incurable disease. I am smiling and smiling only to see God's pride in me. If we strive sleeplessly for God affection, he will definitely fulfill our desire. You must never take a wrong turn. It can be so devastating. Each man has to ask himself whether he needs a heart to love God or a mind to doubt God. God preserves my heart tears most carefully. If it is not God's will, then you can climb and climb, high, higher, highest, but you will see nothing. Why do I smile? I smile to make my Lord Supreme proud of me. The speed of a heart race is unfathomable. Man wants me to shut up. God wants me to wake up. We must take our heart exercises every day. The divine in us catches the undivine in us red-handed, only to forgive. God is calling and calling in the mind world. Alas, nobody is answering. Man cannot catch God unless and until God himself wants to be caught. God counts only my heart songs, not my mind stories. Finally, I have renounced all my lifelong doubt companions. Aspiration without faith will only stumble. We all equally belong to our absolute Lord, beloved Supreme. At every moment, my Lord Supreme, I wish to be cheerful. My Lord, please do me a big favor. Break down my pride castle as soon as possible. God's vision light is original. The rest are all copies. May my inner name and my outer name be the same. Gratitude. My life says to me, my master first. My heart says to me, my master only. My life has made more than enough phone calls to doubts, anxieties, and worries. My God oneness heart partnership is fast approaching. May my heart know only one thing, sleepless and breathless obedience. My God dreams embrace and feed my heart on a regular basis. I pray to God every day to give me the will to remain obedient to my Master. May my life be found between faith sure and love sure. Genuine gratitude and genuine humility live together. The last hurdle in my life is the conquest of ego. I am wise only when I resist desire thought. No heart prayer has returned unsuccessful. Each aspiration heart deserves a standing ovation. My life doubles its speed when I put an end to all my expectations. I was excited and delighted to see my aspiration bird flying in infinity's sky. Everything of mine is perishable, but my love of God is imperishable. God tells me that my sense of humor helps him immensely. My meditation is my ignorance departure and God's wisdom arrival. O my Lord Supreme, if you truly love me, then do exercise your authority over my life all the time. Somehow, God is still encouraging everyone to become an extremely good seeker. God prefers my smile to my devotion. My devotion can be fake. Self-transformation course is the last one. My Lord, I give you my word, I shall never again look at ignorance's face. I lost only to regain my life's surrendered joy. I shall no longer be satisfied with only a passing grade. I want to pass with flying colors. Fullness beckons soulfulness. I love God's huge sun. God loves my little candle. When we pray, sometimes our mind goes around and around. When we meditate, our heart goes straight forward. Joy waves give birth to peace ripples. I am more than eager to grow where my Lord Supreme plants me. I am completely fulfilled only when my prayer and God's grace enjoy a rendezvous. There was a time when I enjoyed infant hopes, but now I enjoy giant promises. A sympathy life cares, a fondness heart treasures. No more do I suffer from the jealousy tornado. What I need, a childlike devotion joy to my Lord Supreme. My faith in God surmounts every day my God-fear mountain. My life has only one cure, God smile. Opportunity does not come to us. We must create it. We can be as old as our inner love of God. The mind cremates, the heart revives. I fill my heart diary with God fullness moments. My heart is filled to the brim with God delight. Doubt is the self-limitation torture. God's smile is his forgiveness rescue boat. Every day, my life is God's forgiveness, newness, dawn. God wants us to enjoy our lives to the fullest on the strength of our constant God-surrender will. God's compassion smiles nourish my life. My devotion tears nourish God's heart. The future God realization is within our reach. God's compassion eye every day blesses and embraces my aspiration heart. My aspiration strength and God's compassion power are fond of each other. My surrender life travels only on God's love affection path. Paradise lives and breathes in the purity heart. May my heart boat every day arrive at the golden shore of my Lord Supreme. I must shake off the dust of my past ignorance life. Our aspiration heart songs are secretly loved by infinity and eternity. To be pure in heart is to be sure in the highest God realization. My Lord Supreme is commanding my daily activities. I am afraid of touching God's feet. Therefore, I can only go near him and cannot do anything more. I must give my all to my divine dreams. The inner faith does not request outer confirmation. Delay not, O seeker, slay your lethargy life. Patience in plenty at every moment I need. Like God, his dreams too never sleep. The inner education starts only after we have broken all our attachment chains. I must make every day my God gratitude day. I must give credit to both my aspiration heart and my dedication life. At times, our outer fortune is nothing short of an inner misfortune. I shall make my surrender life my theme song. We must not ask God to explain his compassion-flooded mysteries. The real spiritual life knows no earthly planning. Suddenly, only one thing matters in my life, my love of God. What I love most about my heart is this: it cries and cries for God affection. I have suddenly come to learn that my service is infinity's delight. Cares if the world gives me a low mark, as long as my Lord Beloved Supreme is highly pleased with me. My Lord, when do you find me useful? My child, I find you useful only when you have cast aside expectation. Every day my aspiration heart warns me, yet I deliberately mix with my mind. My God obedience is my security guard. I have nothing to give, but everything to become. My self-giving life embodies my God gratitude heart. Alas, where is my extreme God hunger? Where? Humanity's frustration night does not believe in God's compassion light. My mission, the fulfillment of my aspiration heart flames. reject the mind in sincerity, accept the heart sincerity all at once. Life soon becomes death in self-indulgence pleasure palace. I must invent every day a new God heart song. I arrive at God's door just because I want to survive. Where there is no imagination, stagnation reigns supreme. I have accepted spirituality not because of my outer voice, but because of my inner choice. Best aspiration, ego extinction. Each aspiration heart is a God-made castle. Patience ultimately shows us that God is right here. Human incarnation, life enlightenment, and not life amusement. My number one problem, I do not challenge my doubting mind. Alas, quite often thinking misleads us. My mind time travels forward. My heart time runs inward. I must succeed in fulfilling my Lord's needs, commands, and demands. Eagerness knows no rest in the spiritual life. Our heart tears only can make us proud of ourselves. A self-giving moment dances with bliss. There is only one problem solver, God's grace. The soul always watches, the heart always needs. Do not measure progress, just make progress. My mind tortures me. My heart elevates me. When man sincerely aspires, God becomes a sea of ecstasy. Each good thought is a flash of light in ignorance, darkness, night. Definitely there is a shortcut to God realization. You do not have to prove to God that you love him dearly. Just increase your love of God every day. Peace and freedom together live. The real meaning of surrender is sure satisfaction. Anything that's soulless is nothing but goalless. The outer world needs adamantine determination. The inner world needs burning aspiration. If we love God sleeplessly, then our ignorance conquest does not remain a far cry. At every moment, we can either have a supreme gain or a supreme loss. The inner hope is infinitely stronger than the outer possibilities. God wants me to have an adorable heart and not a deplorable life. God's compassion is the only thing that a God lover needs. Inspiration runs, aspiration flows. Our surrender to God's will is our mightiest power. Temptation does not last forever, but aspiration does. Our proudest achievement is our oneness with God's will. The divine love outlives the human hatred. I do not expect God's arrival, but God always expects my arrival at his celestial abode. Nothing is more natural than self-offering. Gratitude has to be a universal currency. I have employed my life only for one thing, God realization. The human mind desires education. The divine heart desires illumination. My proud mind tortures my heart day in and day out. Aspiration is the beauty of my height. Realization is the fragrance of my depth. God wants me to keep quiet. He is ready to talk to the world on my behalf. God is God's compassion descent. Man is man's aspiration ascent. To surrender to God's will is to sit on God's shoulders. I am alive because of only one thing, God's forgiveness smile. God's simplicity heart is within. Man's complexity mind is without. Awakening means the future God becoming. My mind never listens to me. I beg and beg my mind to bow and bow to my heart. My present to God is my heart's sleepless tears. God's present to me is his birthless and deathless smile. A surrender life is the beauty of the unknown. God's smiles carry me forward, God's tears carry me inward. promises everybody makes. Fulfillment is only for the very few. I love to sit at God's feet, but God wants me to sit on his shoulders. First fill your heart, then fulfill your promise. The world looks for capacity. God looks for sincerity. A good start gives us joy. A good finish gives us joy infinitely more. Self-doubt cannot and must not govern my heart. The heart is always on God's side, but quite often the mind and the vital are on strike.